In India, a history professor at Delhi University appears, quite literally, to have taken on a sacred cow. He's trying to publish a book that suggests early Indians ate beef. Hindu nationalists want to block publication and get the book banned. They say it insults not only Hindus, but Jains and Buddhists as well. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Professor D.N. Jha says he didn't mean to offend anyone with his book, Holy Cow, Beef in Indian Dietary Traditions. He says he was simply trying to help clear up the common misconception that the eating of beef in India began with the arrival of Islam here. In fact, says Professor Jha, beef was eaten here long before the Muslims came, and references to cow consumption can be found in numerous Hindu religious teachings.
Pre-Islamic Indians, they did eat beef, and we have textual evidence of that right from the Vedic period onwards. You see, in the Vedas, we have references to this. In Buddhist texts, we have references to this practice. In Brahminical texts, we have references to beef eating. And this practice seems to have continued till very late, say around 5th, 6th century A.D., when the Brahmins made beef eating a taboo among themselves.
It may sound innocent enough, but this is a country where right-wing Hindu groups vandalized McDonald's restaurants a few months back after rumors, later proven unfounded, that the chain used beef flavoring in their French fry oil here. Indian McDonald's, by the way, do not serve beef. To Hindu hardliners, Professor Jha's book, Holy Cow, is nothing short of blasphemous. V.H. Dalmia is All India President of the Hindu Nationalist Vishwa Hindu Parishad.
They say that the Hindu scriptures and the Hindu religious leaders were eating beef at that time. The scriptures permit it. So all these are wrong kind of information that they are trying to propagate. Because Hindus are the primarily concerned with it. It is the Hindus who consider the cow as a sacred animal. And it is the Hindu religion which prohibits eating beef.
Gumanmal Loda, a Hindu nationalist and chairman of the Indian Animal Welfare Board, wants the book banned and its author behind bars.
Holy cow book is concocted false, malicious story to create disaffection and hurt religious feelings. It is an offense under the Indian Penal Code and therefore he must be arrested.
Professor Jha, a Hindu by birth and agnostic by choice, says he was initially amused by the controversy. Now he is concerned. He's been receiving threatening telephone calls, and the effort against him is clearly well-organized and well-funded. Professor Jha doesn't even have a lawyer, not yet anyway, and his professor's salary, he says, won't allow him the luxury of keeping one for very long. But Jha remains defiant.
Well, I will run out of money, that much I know, but I don't know whether they will win.
Earlier this week, his opponents did win the first round, when the court hearing the case granted a temporary restraining order prohibiting Jha from publishing. The next hearing is scheduled for a week from now. An editorial in today's national daily, The Hindustan Times, backed Professor Jha's effort, accusing his critics of behaving in what the paper called their trademark knee-jerk fashion. To insist on prohibiting such works shows an inability to face the truth, the paper wrote, even if it is as innocuous as showing that social customs are the product of their times and not fundamental constructs which cannot be changed. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.